In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday, today the 26th of May. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. You know, sometimes economic news is complicated, sometimes less so, sometimes both, actually, as is the case today. There was a report out this morning on worker productivity from a research group called the Conference Board. And on the face of it, worker productivity is pretty basic. Widgets produced per hour worked. The catch is that worker productivity in this country has been falling in a not good way, according to the report, and that's where the economic implications get more complicated. Victoria Stilwell is with Bloomberg News. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the fundamental thing of why productivity matters in an economy.
Productivity is crucial for being able to argue as a worker that you should be paid more, right? So if your job is to churn out bicycles and you can put together three bicycles a day, whereas like Joe Schmo over here can only pump out one per day, you definitely have more leverage to say, hey, I should be paid more. So that's why this issue matters so much to workers. When productivity is slow, they have much fewer bargaining chips
right.
to use for those wages.
So to this report today out of the Conference Board that productivity is down and in fact, weaker in the United States than in other places around the world. Long term, how big a deal is that?
There's a big debate amongst economists right now as to whether the slowdown in productivity in the U.S. and globally is permanent or not. Pessimists are more inclined to say, hey, look, okay, we have Snapchat, we have Twitter, we have 3D printers. All those stuff are cool. It's all great, but it's nothing compared to electricity, the printing press. Basically, all the good innovations are gone and have been taken. And then there's this other camp that says, no, it's just really hard to see how things like artificial intelligence and 3D printing add to what we do and in and out every day. And even computers took about 20 or 30 years to really start making a difference in people's everyday work lives.
Right. Okay, so step back for a minute then and look at sort of the bigger, more combined picture, if you will. We have had 75 months of job growth in this economy, and yet the economy itself is not growing the way we want it to. How is this related? How is that related to the productivity issue?
You know, they're all sort of interconnected. So one of the reasons productivity is so weak is because in order to handle any sort of influx in demand, companies are just kind of throwing bodies at assembly lines. They aren't really investing in equipment that would make their workers more productive for whatever reason. Maybe they're uncertain about the outlook for the economy. Maybe they don't think the pickup in the demand will last. So they're using workers instead. But when growth falls flat, as it did in the first quarter, it was very weak. And yet employment gains were still pretty solid. So that means that we hired all these people and yet they had less to make. And so that really, really hurts the productivity numbers.
There is nothing, obviously, in a $19 trillion economy that can be fixed by the flip of a switch. But is there a fix or did we just have to gut this one out and see what happens?
You know, I think it's the latter. One of the things that people point to as sort of an explanation for what's going on with productivity is that we're just not very good at measuring it. So that could be an answer, too. Maybe things are getting a lot better. Maybe the smartphone has made us just insanely more productive and we can't really get a hold on that yet. So I absolutely think we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Victoria Stilwell covers economics for Bloomberg News. We got her in our bureau in Washington. Victoria, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.